views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 5 here in the FEMA state of America. So just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. We have a live show for you today. Today is October the 30th. It's a Monday, 2017. Looking forward to doing the show with you all. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any point during the show, you could give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit **, CUNQ, and we'll bring you up. And definitely will like to have an engagement, because a monologue is much more important than a dialogue. So make sure that we are talking about it. And more importantly, make sure you're doing things about what you do know, because that is critically, is a critical component to us getting to where you want to be, and collectively as a community and as a species, as a living species. So very, very important. So make sure that aligns with the overall goodness and the overall benevolency of the species. So definitely, you know, it's very, very important, everyone, before we get into the show, that we handle some administrative duties where we say, hey, Black Talk Radio Network is in need of your support, because you're the only ones that are supporting Black Talk Radio Network. Who Black Talk Radio Network was actually put together to service. That would be you, to serve you. So please give some of your financial energy. Give whatever it is that you can to ensure that this network will continue to grow and be here every time you turn it on. You know, think about all that you have learned and what you've come in contact with because of Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are here. That is, you know, the fruit that has been used. But you have to ensure that you feed the roots, because I think part of that is also when you don't, it's you really become the system, and this is how the system works so well, because it teaches you just to take and never ever to give, especially to that that is giving to you. You know, it's just like anything else. It's a car or anything else. If you just drive a car without putting gas in it, or just for you with you and your business or your overall livelihood, if people just continuously took from you, how would that do for you in your overall standings? You would know exactly. So we got to look at it from that perspective. And I need to make my donation this month, which I need to do much more than what I've done in the past, and I will do that And so I'm going to make sure that I write myself, send myself a message for this month to do that. And I'm going to do that right after the show. No time like the present. Let me write myself really quickly a note to do just that. I need to. Or I know someone that's listening. Make sure I do that, please. You know who you are. Thank you. Okay, so make sure that you give some of your financial energy in so that this network, oh, they're not on the line, so I need to make okay, I will. Got to write this down. Okay, here we go. All right, so make sure you give your financial energy to support this network and to ensure that it is here going forward in the future so that we can have everything. Sorry. Got it. Okay. Got it. So that we can make sure that this network is where we need it to be and going forward in bringing what's necessary and that we position ourselves accordingly. You can do that by going to the website for the network, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, you'll see on the homepage, you can see where you can give some of your financial energy by way of a donation so that this network will be on for the coming future. Very, very important that we do that, okay? Also, you can support the network by being a member in its social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community was put together for you to engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected by Facebook and tweeting and telling and everything else that's there. So make sure you do that. Okay, and very, very, very easy to do. Just give what it is that you can so this network can continue to grow. What's up, Brother Bragg? See, you just jumped in. Okay, so, and I see my man, Brother Wade, my man. I don't know who that is, but I see my man Ramon there. So check out that opportunity, $24 a year, and you will be a part of BTR Community. That's $24 a year. Okay, make sure you're a part of that because that's where you can, this is the only place that I post and it's the only place that I engage and it's the only place that I will engage. I won't do anything else. Not interested at all. So make sure that you're doing that. Okay, now, also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to prosperitymint.com, and engaging in seeing what's there in inventory. Then make your purchase. But before you make your purchase, please email info@prosperitymint.com. info@prosperitymint.com is to your benefit. Someone will get back to you right away or in a reasonable amount of time to make sure that you understand the buying process. And that's very, very important. It's to your benefit because it's something that's going to save you. I'm just going to put it that way. Something that is going to save you by doing it. Please, if I give some directions to you, I don't always disclose what it is because at this time is not appropriate for me to do that. Hint, hint. So please do that. For those of you that do that, I greatly appreciate that. And then you, as soon as I tell you why, you're like, oh, thank goodness. So make sure. Okay, so you can, even though you're not paid as a king or a queen or a lady and a gentleman, you can definitely save as one in real money. Very, 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 very critically important. Okay, next thing is if you would like to engage in the crowdfunding opportunity that we have, definitely text me 951-790-8330. Once again, 951-790-8330. We have a phenomenal crowdfunding campaign where you can actually, and it's completely legal, sanctioned by the SEC because of the Jobs Act that was signed into law in 2012 by the celebrity figurehead, former President Obama, making it legal. And what is basically crowdfunding? Well, for those of you, you've been around crowdfunding your whole life, but basically the economy is crowdfunding. The crowd is funding someone else's agenda. If you go into a football game, that's crowdfunding, because you're going to the game, even though you're getting the game. But even if you don't go to the game, you're crowdfunded. Most likely, if you live in a city where they have an NFL team, a baseball team, a basketball team, a hockey team, the overall stadium in which they play in was actually crowdfunded by the taxpayers for the stadium to be built so it could be privatized. The profits can be privatized. Oh, you didn't know that. Yes, that's crowdfunding. When you go to church and they pass around the offering plate, you put something in the plate, that's crowdfunding. Now there's a way in which you can engage in crowdfunding where you could be the beneficiary from that. And that's an opportunity that we have, phenomenal opportunity. You definitely want to get involved in it. Give me a call. Text me, 951-790-8330, and just say, "Hey, Dave, would like to get involved." BTR Community is crowdfunding. Scotty is absolutely right. It's crowdfunding. BTR Community is crowdfunding. And these are some of the crowdfunding things that we want to get into. And then for those of you that are already members in this crowdfunding, we had our first call yesterday evening. And one of the things that we do as we start to grow, we definitely want to take part in BTR Communities, because we want to do it correctly. And my man Scotty said we use some of the funds to help pay for our DC trip. Exactly. It's crowdfunding. So this is where you could do it individually so that we can engage in this in a more proactive way where collective prudence will reign. It's an opportunity for that to happen. And we actually have a crowdfunding format where you will actually gain from it, and you will be the beneficiary of it, and position yourself definitely to prepare. Get out and get from currency and take from currency and make the great switch into real money. And the leverage that you have puts you in a position to where you no longer need the economy. The economy needs you. That's what we're trying to build, and so that's what we're doing. So if you'd like to get involved in that, definitely text me. 951-790-8330, and we'll definitely get help with it. I've been really busy on that side of things because it's really worth it. Jump on it. Okay. Also, if you would like to trade the cryptocurrencies, you could do that with us through rcryptocurrency.com. Go to rcryptocurrency.com. But before you do that, I would definitely say first text me about the crowdfunding opportunity. And then look at that. This one is much more, it's a better position. So you need to get caught up on your crowdfunding, and you need to get caught up on your crypto game. It's currency. But see, the key is that is leverage currency that you can switch into, you can change it into real money, which is phenomenal. And I'm going to just tell you this, the overall crowdfunding is a phenomenal thing, because what you can do, you can get like, they pay out in bitcoins. You can get Bitcoin as you start to accumulate. You will be accumulating Bitcoin below market price, but the Bitcoin that is given to you will have full market value. Y'all heard me? You'll be accumulating Bitcoin below market asking price, below the price of Bitcoin. But you will be paid in Bitcoin that will have full market value. Oh, man. Anybody that doesn't want to do that, I understand you are not aware of what's really happening. And so there's something that you miss. You know, one person said to me, those that are wealthy understand the value of an opportunity, where those that aren't either can't do it because they don't have the means, or they didn't seize on the opportunities to change their economic system, situation. You know, it's a bunch of variables that plays into it. But One thing is that we can never park ourselves in poverty. It's a matter of thinking, strategizing, and having an action plan to change that. And if you have an action plan, the likelihood of you changing that direction is much greater than waiting for someone to get you out of it, or waiting for the overall climate to change. It won't change in your generally, it doesn't make that change in the generation. There will be a generational change, but I don't think it'll be a generational change for your family name's sake for a while. Maybe two or three generations, then it will. But believe me, if the system is going to be the one that's going to be the overall conductor of that change, it's going to be where you and your family lineage will be the overall people of so-called preference, while others will actually be subjugated underneath you, and they want to give that appearance because that's what the system does, and that's how it stays in power. It keeps a balance of the haves and the have-nots fighting so that they won't see what's really going on. It's a wonderful point. And you know, we all get so deeply into it that we can't see the forest because of the trees. So we really have to look at, why is this thing so profitable? Why hasn't it been changed? Because it's something that's been around for a very, very long time and has learned how to manipulate the psyche of people. One, you teach them what to think and they shall do it. You know, you heard the old saying, build it and they will come. Well, they built it, and we keep coming along for the ride. So definitely very, very, very important. Okay, so let's get into what's in the news. My man Roz is not there. Oh, there's Roz. I'm going to jump into what's in the news. Roz, if you wanted to pick out some of your, articles that you posted that you wanted to highlight, definitely do that, and I will do mine as well. Let me know by unmuting yourself. I'll see you there, then I'll know that that you're able to do that. If you're not able to do it, that's okay. But I definitely want, if you post, there my man is, if you post, I definitely want you, because there was a reason why you put it there, and I think that's very, very, very important, okay? So my man Roz, what's up, Roz?
Hey, peace, how you doing?
Peace, my brother. How you feeling?
Hey, I'm good. It's just been a wild day, but everything is going good. It's just trying to get some stuff done. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. I'm good, brother. Hey, how's the weather there? What's happening weather-wise?
Yeah, they had a big storm that came through last night. It seemed like just buckets were coming out of the sky. I know that they said about 1.5 million people in the Northeast lost power. I wasn't one of them, thankfully. I hope, you know, Thomas in New York and all my other people up in the NYC area and North Jersey, I hope they're okay too. But I didn't get affected by it at all, and thankfully, because usually, you know, we'll get like flooding and stuff in our basement once in a while, but it was good.
Right.
Everything was cool, so I'm good, thankfully. So yeah, I'm not one of those people that they're talking about, cause I think I posted an article about that too. And but we're doing okay. How's everything with you down there?
Man, everything is cool, bro. Everything is cool. You know, still on the grind and still busy. But definitely call me real quick after the show, man. I want to give you an update on some things.
Sure. No problem. Absolutely.
As well, okay? Okay.
Sure.
All right, bro, you want me to go first, or you want to go first? Cause I don't know if you have something to do,
sure.
You might want to go first.
You could go first if you want, and then I'll go after you. That's fine. Or if you want me to go first, that's fine too. Whatever is good with you.
Yeah, go ahead. If you set up, go ahead.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. The first one I posted, actually, I got from Jerry. He posted this yesterday, and it's I forgot my pen. An epic tale of losing $30,000.
Oh my goodness!
I thought it was a phenomenal article. Just about the, you know, the importance of writing down your passwords and making sure that you have them, you know, physically written, and you put it in a secure place, so that, you know, if your memory slips, which is going to always happen at some point, you know, especially depending on your stress level and stuff you're dealing with. And the last thing you want to do is not have access to your own account, and you have $30,000 worth of Bitcoin you can't use. So that's what happened to this person in the article. I thought it was quite informative and just a harbinger of what could happen if you don't, you know, do things as thoroughly as possible while dealing with this cryptocurrency. So I thought it was important.
Hey, Rod, let me just say something. This is definitely going to play into today's show, and I'm glad that Jerry had posted it and Rod saw the significance enough to post it here because it's going to play into today's show. Very, very important. Some very fundamental things that we do, and if we fail to do them, those fundamental things sometimes catch us, and when they catch us, they hurt bad. So great, great article. Go ahead, Rod.
No problem. I had another one I got from naturalnews.com, how to disinfect water in a survival situation. So it has just different ways you can disinfect and clean your water before drinking it, especially if you're in a survival situation. So I thought it was imperative to put that out there.
Yep.
The next one is they found a brain scan that can determine suicide risk in people. So I guess they found like a pattern of the way the brain shows up on a scan, and based on a specific pattern, they're able to determine if a person is suicidal or not, or prone to moving in that direction. So I thought that was quite important, and I thought it was interesting just because you're seeing technology go in a way where they're starting to invade our inner space and mm-hmm. be able to diagnose the inner space the way we see them do with the planet, the outer space, as far as use of satellites and technology that can see into the body. All of that stuff is being augmented, and I would say the technology is moving in a direction where there's going to be no privacy internally as well as externally. So I thought that was interesting. Number one was 8 items that disappeared immediately after Hurricane Harvey. That was from askaprepper.com. And I thought that was really interesting. I had some good things in there in regards to just basic survival items that disappeared almost instantly on the shelves. And just to kind of be aware of those things you should keep on hand so that if something happens, you have some sort of stash there that you can refer to in case the same thing happens, which it will. Let me see. Oh, that was the article I just saw about about the storm that I was just talking about. The next one. Oh, Russia casts a long shadow over Cuba. This was from DW.com. And the interesting thing about that is that they're saying that Russia is not interested in helping the island recover as it has been in the past. So it's kind of like the U.S. is, they describe it as this relationship with the U.S. going cold, and the relationship with Russia is kind of at a stalemate because they just have no interest in assisting the island in the way in which they did in the past. So it's going to be interesting because Cuba's been pretty independent, so hopefully they'll be able to weather the storm and it won't adversely affect them too bad. But I know that they're already in a rough situation after the storms that came through there. But I thought that was just a telling article about the relationship with Russia and Cuba that I think should be interesting in regards to things moving forward in the Western Hemisphere. The other one was actually a continuation of what you discussed with Thomas Friday. Whitefish Energy hires first lobbyist as scrutiny of Puerto Rico contract mounts. So remember Thomas was talking about Friday that this Whitefish company had basically had 2 people working for the company, but they got, you know, I think it was like $300 million contract to rebuild.
Yeah, $300 million contract.
Yeah, it's developing now, and there's like a whole legal situation that's mounting around this situation with this company, and it looks like they're hiring a lobbyist to try and facilitate their criminal activity, because I don't know how 2 people are going to go to Puerto Rico and rebuild the grid. And I don't think they can hire people fast enough to get it done because it's an emergency situation. So this is just how the system works as far as that's concerned. It's always a smokescreen and just horrific behavior, criminal behavior going on in the back end. I think that, this is interesting. Futurism.com, machine learning is making it difficult to tell humans and computers apart. So we're getting to that place, you know, the whole idea of you know, the melding of man and machine and the way that computers are behaving and being taught to behave, it's becoming, like they said, harder to determine who's who. If it's a bot or a person or some sort of artificial intelligence or a person. And they also talking about, in another article, Axios.com, robot security guards are hitting the street. So Terminator is becoming realer with each passing day. So just be prepared for that. I would say, you know, you're going to come across this type of stuff a lot sooner. And the last one I was going to touch on was, it's actually two, I think. Yes, two. This one is very interesting. It's doctor uses iPhone accessory to diagnose his own cancer. So he was using an app that they developed, and the app actually diagnosed him with cancer. and he figured out he got cancer through this app. So the algorithms are that accurate now, and I just found that to be interesting. I think that article came out a couple days ago, but I just thought it was really telling, because I know you were saying you were interested in AI and finding out more about it, so I think it's just good for everyone to be aware. The next one is called Twisted Light Can Create Ultra-Fast Internet and Make Fiber Optics Obsolete. So I think Thomas in New York talked about this too, Li-Fi, the use of light instead of the fiber optic cables. And they're talking about now using these winding coils that use light as a medium of information exchange, and that it can make fiber optics obsolete, and it'll make the internet super fast. I don't know if you got the piece, but there was one that talks about how robots helped Trump get elected, according to an Oxford academic. I'm assuming that there was some manipulation of technology in some way, which they were doing in every election anyway, as far as losing certain votes and then adding votes to people who didn't really get them. So it was interesting. And then, yes, this is the last one I wanted to hit you with. They found mysterious rock art in uninhabited caves in the Caribbean. This was in islands off the coast of Puerto Rico. It's one of it's called Mona Island, and they found these cave paintings on there, and this seems to be changing their understanding of the human habitation on that island and in that area, as far as the indigenous people that were there. So I thought it was just interesting. That's it. I'll stop there because I know you got some things to drop too. And there's a few other good articles there, but those are the ones I was going to touch on for today.
Cool. Great articles as always, Raj. Thank you for that. Check out, you know, the what's in the news and what we post in Kando is a lot of great information. It's no reason for you not to be informed from a different perspective. And so, you know, it was a couple of good things. Raj talked about the eight things. And then the Cuba. I definitely want to touch on those things, because one of the things that I posted was about, and it has everything to do with today's show. So let me just tell you a couple of things that I posted, and one is going to piggyback off of what Raj had posted. But the eight things that I thought were significant is this one comes from the sometimes it doesn't always, the profile doesn't always fit. Let me make sure, because I know I think I missed one. Oh, I didn't need to do that. Okay, one second. Here we go. A couple of articles. I posted this one from Express.co. Europe wants to create its own version of the IMF for one very interesting reason. And that reason, in my opinion, is because they realize that the U.S. will no longer be economically viable or significant, so there's going to be a void that needs to be filled, and they're ready to do it. So then another article, and I wanted to say thanks to my man Kevin for sending this one. Before we get there, another one that I posted, this comes from MattClassy.com. And it is China speeds ahead of the U.S. as quantum race escalates. Worrying scientists. The U.S. and other Western scientists have voiced awe and even alarm as China's quickening advance, spreading on the quantum communications and computing. Done deal, y'all. So check out that article. Next article, very important one. My man Kevin sent me this one. This comes from
allafrica.com. And it says Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe braces for Zimbabwe dollar return. And in this article, they're talking about the return of the Zimbabwe dollar. And for those of you that know what happened to the hyperinflation that hit Zimbabwe, here's the difference. Zimbabwe is going to back their currency with real money. They're going to back their coupons with real money. And the real money, some of the things they're going to back it by was gold. You better get ahead of this before everybody else gets in line before you. So important. And how do you do that? You have to leverage yourself. It's always about control, investing, leverage, and the information that you have. So very, very, very important. Control, investment, leverage, critical. What proper leverage are you using? You should be leveraging currency for money. You should never leverage yourself as currency over money. You are broke. You're broke then. So very, very, very important. Okay, so that article is huge. They really don't give credence to Zimbabwe. They're just talking about the super hyperinflation that happened, which is going to happen here. So very, very, very important for you to do that. If Zimbabwe is going to be backing their currency by gold, why aren't you backing your labor by it? The energy that you expend to be doing that. Okay, next one. And then we'll touch on that a little bit later. Next one, this comes from Alt Times. China launch of the petro yuan will be a wake-up call. Check out that article. Then got this one from Natural News. 10 essentials, must-have items before the next natural disaster strikes. And we're going to get into that. And those were the articles that I posted. That I wanted you to really highlight in today's show is the 96-hour margin call, a glimpse at the black market rise, the day your world changed forever. In this 96-hour margin call, I'm going to do it a little different than what we've done in the past. I'm not going to go through sit-sim scenario role-playing. What we're going to do on this 96-hour margin call is I want to give you a glimpse as to something that could be extremely significant in your life, and I know it will be. When? Don't care when. Because when it does happen, it's too late. Before it happens is the most important thing. Most important thing. And this is a glimpse at the black market rise, the day your world changed forever. So that is today's show, and if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And before we do that, one of the things that, you know, Roz had talked about Cuba and how Russia was going is not they're not supporting it the way they have before in the past. Think about the importance of that. Why did Russia support Cuba in the past? Because it gave them leverage as a threat to the United States. You get it? They don't need to threaten the United States anymore. The United States is insignificant. Either one, because they've lost, two, been surrendered, or three, combination of three is that it can't do what it says. Or number one, the most important one, number four, is because that's what the system wants it to do. Every empire shall fall. The system needs it to fall. That's what the indicator is there. That's why Cuba is no longer relevant. In the 60s, it was relevant. It was relevant as a way to control the everyday masses of the people in the world. Cuba has no more leverage in that direction anymore. Doesn't need it. Doesn't need it when you have the BRIC nations. It doesn't need it when you have the overall changing of the economic paradigm. Doesn't need it when the threat of the crisis that was before is actually going to play itself out. You don't need it anymore. It's a very, very telling sign. And what are you doing with the signs that are being told to you? They tell you. And we talk about it here. And it's the only thing that I talk about because we spent, you know, there's been enough public awareness about foolishness. There's been enough public saturation about consumerism. It's been enough. So I'm not trying to entertain you. I'm just speaking from the standpoint of us being sovereign, what we should be looking at. I don't care, you know, I really don't care what the system says we can and can't talk about. But there's a ethical practice that I do believe in, you know, not cursing because it's a family show and the young people, we need to, even though they hear it and everywhere else, but they don't need to hear it from us. They're going to hear it, but they should be shown as how they're going to, at some point, they're going to stop using those words. Not necessary to describe. Sometimes it's appropriate. But every word has a energy, has a resonance frequency, has a spirit. Every single one. So, you know, I know it's been popular throughout our human engagement to be entertained as much as we, because everything is entertainment. Because that's how you keep the people from doing what? Being self-sufficient and creating solutions. They're too busy having a good time. They're too busy fostering a actual chemical release within the body and from within your brain. We become addicted to it. It's a very, very deadly drug. It's a very, very deadly chemical that can become a drug when it is used outside of its purpose, because it's overdosing. It's an overindulgence. You're overindulging ourselves in something that is deadly. And it really teaches us, is it really some of the catalysts for everything else that we overindulge in? And what we fail to participate in that is healthy for us. There are a lot of things that we fail to participate in the things that are extremely healthy for us. Very, very dangerous. So just wanted to say that. So we talk about whatever the heck we want to talk about. And we go from wherever it is that we want. I don't really much care about entertaining. Don't care about fame. Don't care about being popular. Don't care. It's all about us, you know, resonating with like-minded individuals and capturing that overall potential for a direction that has a benevolency that is, that brings about a universal balance. So, that being said, let's continue in the program. So that's what I wanted to say about Cuba. Great, great article that was there. Okay, now, jump into today's show. What I want to do is about jump into today's show. Roz had the 8 things. I want to go across some of these 10 things real quick, and you'll see where I'm going with this in a minute. And at any time, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call. Very important. We'd love to hear from you. So necessary. And we will touch on this Zimbabwe story on Financial Friday. Must do that. If we're going to have a Financial Friday, I may be out of town. Looks like I will. So just let me give you a heads up. I will try to do a show that can be recorded but won't be live, okay? All right, so here we go. Got this from Natural News. Okay, now there's one thing I on air, I don't like to give out some of the things that you should have and this and that. I really would like for you to research that, or we do that from our classes and everything else, because it would be more specific to the individuals that really do want to do that. And I think that that's essential, because when you're really serious about some things, then you do certain things to do it. And it's very, very important. So let's go over some. This is some basic stuff, and this is 10 essentials must-have items to have before the next natural disaster strikes. 10 essentials must-have items to have before the next natural disaster strikes. And I will say national disaster strikes. In God we trust. Okay, here we go. So real quickly, the article says, and it's from Natural News, being prepared for a natural disaster is important, especially if you want to survive. Disaster preparedness starts by having an emergency bag at home. However, do you know which are the most important items that you must have in case of a natural disaster? Here's a list of 10 essential must-have items in case of a natural disaster. Now, this is all speculative in the overall. There's so many variables, but everything, little thing that helps. Number one, water. Number two, okay, let me just say this. One of the most important items that you will need to have in your disaster preparedness kit is water. After a disaster, acquiring clean drinking water may become more difficult. One person needs at least 1 to 2 gallons of water a day. A gallon of water should be enough for a person for 3 days. In case of an evacuation, you can try to keep a supply of 2 weeks of water worth at home. Number two, supply of food. And I have my own opinions about water and everything else. And we'll get into some of that. I will say just having a supply of water is not enough at all. One of the things that from our training classes, you know, being able to purify water is more important than stored water. Much more important. Much, much more important. Very, very important. That was one of the things that Roz had posted, which is essentially so good. Next one, supply of food. Food is essential to survive. Foods that are easy to prepare and non-perishable, such as canned soups, meat, vegetables, fruits, should be included in your disaster preparedness kit. Also, a mechanized can opener for opening the canned goods. There should be enough food supplies for 3 days in case of an evacuation and 2 weeks supply at home. Okay, so check out that. Number three, shelter. If you lose your home and you need to evacuate, you require an emergency blanket, a sleeping bag, or a regular blanket and a tent. So better include these items in your disaster preparedness kit. Yep. Number four, medical supplies. It is important to prepare a first aid kit and a supply of important medicines for at least 1 week. And essentially, an essential medical supply such as an inhaler. A first aid kit must include sterile gauze, dressings, rolling gauzes, bandages, adhesives, all of that stuff. Yep. This is pretty much some of the basic stuff. Next one, number six, light. There is a high probability that a power outage will occur either before, during, or after the natural disaster. When there is no electricity, there will be no light. So prepare by packing flashlights. There will only be no light at night. That is not absolutely true. There will be light. Next one, but when you need it at night, won't be there. Next one, a radio. Communication is important in any emergency. Okay, having a battery-powered AM/FM radio is important in case of a natural disaster. You can rely on your mobile cell phone during emergencies because they may not have, you can't do it because they will not have cell service. So, okay, but you can use them for other things, so just be aware of that. Okay, next. Next one, cash. prepare at least $50 on hand in small bills. A phone charge, a phone change, as the machines do not work without electricity. Yep, phones change in as cash. Yep, phones in, I don't know what they wrote there. Okay, yeah, so very true. You're going to need some cash. Next one, cell phone and the cell phone charger, sanitary human hygiene products, sanitation in public, I mean, in personal hygiene items, including all of the essential ones. You know what they are. Toilet paper, toothbrush, soap, and the other necessary items for proper human hygiene. Also, personal documentation. Save and bring your personal documentation, such as your driver's license, birth certificate, passports, insurance, and all of that. Proof of residency and all of that is important. In there. Okay, so those were the 10 things. And then there was, Raj had some things, the 8 things. Now, I said that for one of the things that for today's show. And today's show is about preparing for the black market. And one of the things that what we do when we prepare, and I read this for this reason. We spend too much time for those, once you become aware, we spend entirely too much time on the short term or the known crisis or a crisis that can happen, and we spend too much time on the immediate after effect. We do not spend any time on preparing for the long duration or the long term consequences of that act of "In God We Trust." We spend too much energy and too much time on the immediate, the first 48 hours. And we spend nothing on hour 49, 50, and so on. When the hurricane went through, I want you to think about the importance of that. When the hurricane went through, Puerto Rico, the people survived the first hour after. Many survived the first hour, second hour, third hour, 24 hours, 48 hours later. The dying and the true effect of the overall storm is now happening. We don't plan for that. It doesn't matter how much you plan for 2 weeks. When these acts of God and God We Trust happen, look at your physical paper dollar bill, says "In God We Trust." When that overall deity, that man deity, decides to destroy, and that's not the great creator, that is actually, this is why they have those emblems and on there and everything else, is because that is nothing more than the overall policies and procedures that were decided by man. That's the God. They consider themselves the gods, and you are their worshipers. And they insist that you do that. And we've been taught to do that. The only way that that stops, if you decide no longer will I participate. But let's go on. See, there's a very dangerous precedent that has been set. And that dangerous precedent that has been set is that we do not emphasize sovereignty. Sovereignty means that you are always prepared to endure because you have positioned yourself to be able to endure for generations ahead. A dawn storm, a 3-day storm, is not the threat. A short engagement from an earthquake is not the threat. The power going out in the first hour is not the threat. The power staying out. And we don't prepare for that. We don't position ourselves that way. We think a little backpack is going to sustain you. I would say no. What it is only going to do is position you to withstand as much, as big as your backpack is the hours in which you'll be able to endure. You got a small backpack, you got a small amount of time. Don't have a backpack, the misery starts early. With a backpack, the misery is pain delayed, but opportunity subject to being lost. You're spending far too much. We don't prepare for the long term. We don't invest forward. We don't prepare generations ahead of us. We only prepare for the immediate and think that that's going to be suffice. That's why the system gives you doomsday preppers. It gives you the different things about how to prepare, because what they're doing is that they're positioning you up to fail. They're not setting you up for success. They're setting you up for the pain to be overwhelming to where you surrender. How do you do that? You never prepare with a short-term mentality. You prepare like you're investing, like you're leveraging. You prepare like you're controlling. The proper way to prepare is through control, not through ownership. The proper way to prepare is to invest, not to consume. The proper way to prepare is to have leverage, not to be on the scales, given leverage. And it's so important that we understand this and we change our overall mentality, because this system has taught us to obey, and they've supplanted in us the triggers for us to respond the way that they want us to do, and we do. They'll give you a measure of the truth, but the overall fundamental desire and the objective is the lie that they want you to live by. You could have been prepared for an event happening, but how many people prepare for after the event generations later? And if you look at preparing, no one really sets you up for that. This is one of the things, this is why collective prudence is so important. This is why doing the proper things now while everything is still in a position that you can accumulate. You are in the phase of accumulation. Once that phase of accumulation ends, guess what? What you accumulated becomes your leverage, your investment, your control. Say that again. It becomes your investment, your leverage, and your control. Sorry, y'all. A backpack won't give you no leverage. Won't give you no investment, won't give you no control. It ain't enough. Call back later. I don't know, y'all may have heard me say that. It was an old skit from the Little Rascals, which I absolutely, as I got older, I hated it, but that was one of the, I liked that one scene. It ain't enough. Call back later. So we have to change our overall thinking. In today's show, the 96-hour margin call, a glimpse into the rise of the black market, the day your life changed forever, critical. It's all about control, leverage, investment, and accumulation. We need to be accumulating the proper thing. One of the things that we need to be accumulating is our overall collective energy towards a purpose. It's the most important money that we can rely on. And how it should go, it should be go from you first to your family and then to those around you. Case in point, you individually listen to this show should have that mindset, as you as an individual person, because sovereignty starts from the resonant frequency of one, not from many, not from their safety in numbers, not from an army, not from a government. Comes from the individual great creation abilities in the overall energy and free will that was given to you sincerely. Very, very important. Starts with that individual. Then that individual may have the family of a bond that is fostered in commitment, and that responsibility is equally and jointly shared. Then it's expanded out to realizing the necessity of creating an outward mobility to go past the family unit that goes into the community, that goes into the generational waves that you can invest forward. Without that, everybody's on welfare, waiting for the affairs of the system, the welfare of their system to be established. Welfare has nothing to do about the recipient. Welfare has everything to do with the controller. Why are people on welfare? Because someone else is controlling their energy. They are the recipients of the well, and believe me, it's more than fair. We can't take a short term and a insufficient energy to a threat that has been universally amplified. Just won't be enough. The backpack ain't gonna be enough. That thought process of 3 days, 2 weeks ain't gonna be enough. Because whenever it hits, when the stuff hits the fan, you won't know the difference between 2 weeks and 2 hours. You remember Ross said that one of his family members had came across a person that was in a daze, that was in a funk. That's shock. Shock knows no beginning or end. It could traumatize and cause a chemical imbalance in you for the rest of your physical life. Very critical that we start resonating more with the truth. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Today's show, very, very important. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. 96-hour margin call. We're going to take a glimpse at the black market rise. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. We're going to jump into, I'm going to jump into today's show, the 96-hour margin call, glimpse at the black market rise, the day that your world changed forever. And my man Scotty said, hey, we have the Prepper's Corner in BTR community. Yes, definitely, definitely highly suggested all of you engage in that and be a part of that, because I think it's very, 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 very important. Now, I want to jump into the show real quickly, but I don't want to keep the callers waiting, and then we'll get into the show. I think that's Brother or Sister Davis that's there. Brother or Sister Davis, is that you?
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother. What's going on, Brother Davis?
I was listening to you, man, as usual. I kind of get back into a state of philosophical understanding of what we can do with the circumstances right. that we're in. But we fail to realize a lot of times the blockage that stops us is our psychological imbalance because we've been brought up in the West. We think like our value system, and our value system is their value system. So therefore, when people talk about money, they talk about it from a specific standpoint of need
right.
or have. And those people who are really zealots talk about it as if it's a god. We have to understand that because we're so unique, anything outside of us is just a tool, something we use to accomplish something else. And I'm going to tell you, brother, regardless of what we go through, we have to start inside, utilize the tool outside to fit the purpose we're trying to achieve. I just wanted to add that, man. Let me go back in the back room and listen again.
Well, well said. And Brother Davis, is you know, that's exactly the overall emphasis of in so true, because you and I and us collectively, we have the same intrinsic value as everything that the great creator has made. There is prosperity and sustainability from within those within the execution of that will. The sun chooses, the earth chooses to use its energy for sustainability, not just for itself, but all the living things. Because all of the other living things do what? They equally share their energy for the sun and the earth. We have become, as Brother Davis has said, we've established the value system of a different god. Or, let me just say, of the God, the one that's on the piece of paper, has nothing to do with your overall physical abilities and creation, has everything to do with the subjugation of that, the overall control of that, and so important, so important. That we get this from a sincere perspective that's sustainable. Doesn't matter if you like this person or that person. That's really shallow. Liking of this person and that person is shallow. It does not solve anything. You don't like a person, so what? What does that change? What solution does that provide? None whatsoever. But engaging with each other provides for solutions that go beyond your selfishness, our selfishness. It actually can go into an investment into those that we have yet not named. And I'm not talking about an investment in what this system has put into our psyche as the reason why we live. You know, their overall, the land of milk and honey and the overall depiction of heaven. Look at that again. It looks like Yo MTV. What was that old show that was on? Yo MTV Cribs. That's what it is. It's all made by the hands of a slave, of one that owns or the one that controls the one that owns. And what is it that they own? What is it that they control? The overall energy of other people. See, the system knows the value of you. In order for it to know the value of you, it has to get you to where you don't recognize it. And that is a very fragile, fleeting thing. But they have coursed it out through trial and error throughout human history of all people of the species. And they got the whole globe in so many perspectives outside of a few resonate in it. Very few are trying to break it. They're not trying to break it. Not trying to break it. Yeah, go ahead, Ross.
You just made me think of something with what you've been discussing. When you talk about sovereignty, I just think of it in the sense of living in accordance with nature and living a sustainable existence. And what this system of white supremacy has done is it's created two worlds. There's a terraformed world, which is the world we live in, the cities and the places that they've created and the system that they've set up, that they give the impression it's separate from the real world, which is nature. So every so often, nature will show us who's really in control by destroying swaths of land, or they'll manipulate weather to do just the same thing. Mm-hmm. But yet we've been conditioned to live in the matrix world. So we no longer live sustainably or in concert with nature, and the educational system is not geared towards teaching children from a young age how to do so. Whereas when you look at, you know, our great, however many great grandparents, they lived off the land. So they knew things that made them sustainable. They knew things that would sustain them in the event of a natural disaster or an unnatural disaster. These are all of the things that have been taken from us by going through their school system in their terraformed parts of the planet that they call cities and metropolises. So ultimately, when you speak of sovereignty, you're speaking of leaving the concept and mindset and even the space of artificiality of the terraformed concrete jungle to live sustainably the way that we were meant to. And that just brought me to a whole nother understanding too. Well, not understanding, but something that I said before. Never said it on this show, I don't think, or any other, but this is something I've discussed in, you know, just lectures and things like that, that that's how I know that one of the ways that I totally know that our ancestors did not evolve from monkeys is the fact that no animal evolves beyond its niche. You'll never see a great white shark turn into something else. All it's going to do is perfect itself to exploit the niche that it lives in. And human beings are no different in that regard. No monkey is going to turn into another species of higher monkey or higher primate. It's going to grow genetically to exploit its own niche. No animal evolves past what it was designed by the creator to do and be. And what it is that they have terraformed the planet and had us psychologically devolve to embrace their system. And now we're trying to evolve back to our system, which is the real system, which is the real world, which is the non-terraform part of the planet that we can exploit to live sustainably. So that's what I wanted to say. Thanks again. Wonderful show.
Well,
my line.
Hey, dude. Well said, Roz. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah. So I had made a post the other day about a lot of miscommunication comes in because we're not using the same definitions of words. All right, so one word to somebody might mean one thing, and then to another person it might mean something else. So I understand that you're, and I could be wrong, but when I hear you speak of sovereignty, I'm thinking of it in metaphorical terms. Because when I look at the dictionary of what a sovereign is, that's a king and a queen. And sovereign persons, like a king and a queen, collect taxes. They don't pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
We pay taxes. So we are subject to a higher authority, and whether or not we want to admit it or not, I just got to be real. Mm-hmm. I got to be real. Is that they're taking, I don't want to pay these people property tax or any other kind of tax, you know, because we're not really benefiting from it. So, but if I don't pay it, then guess what? I'll be put into prison where they have values for your black body or anybody else's body. In the state of New York, Khalif Browder's body was worth up to over $200,000 a year sitting in Rikers Island. And so, you know, you mentioned the value of people. Oh, they put a value on us. Just depends on where you at or how much they going to be able to get out your body. If you own a prison, they're going to maximize their returns, whether you just sitting there in a cell or whether they got you out there doing call center work for one of these major corporations. All right. So I just like to keep it real in reality so that we can recognize the situation that we are really facing. And the only way I see us coming out of this is for USA Inc. to be dissolved. As long as that corporation is in operation with the guns backing it, because you can issue all the laws you want. If you ain't got nobody to enforce those laws, then, hey, it's just something on a piece of paper. But if I had the power to arrest you because of that piece of paper and throw you in prison, then I got a lot of power over your body. And a lot of people need to wake up to that. The other thing that you said about value is we don't value ourselves enough. That's true. We also don't value other people. You know, we don't put the proper value on other people. And, you know, in terms of you were talking about creating wealth and sustainability, you know, when I hear people talking about going somewhere else, I sit here and I look around where I live in Mount Holly, North Carolina, and I read about this guy who has a business around the corner from me. As far as, you know, we don't have corners really in the rural area, but he lives around the way from me. And this guy is running a deer processing store, which I've always seen it there, been operating it for years and stay in business pretty much all year round. If they're not processing deer, they processing wild hogs, they processing bears. And I'm sitting here thinking, man, this dude is making all this money. I need to get with some brothers in the hood, in this hood I live in, that are hunters and stuff, and we might need to pool our resources and open up our own deer processing place. But when you talk about heaven, I'm in heaven. Because, you know what? I got clean water. I can grow food. You know, I don't have a garden right now, but always somebody growing stuff. And when the man across the street always giving me his bounty from his garden, then I'm going to use his resources. But I would never go hungry. Tell me how I'm going to go hungry with this kind of wildlife around here. So, you know, I think we do need to make a move, but we need to make a move from the cities to the rural areas. Just wanted to share those thoughts.
Well said, Scotty. Well said, Roz. And it's so, you know, one of the things that I think is real, real important is that this is the black market.
This is the facilitating of the black market. And the thing about the black market is that it's something that you have to have a desire to create. How are you going to create that market? I would never tell you how to do it, that this is the right way, that's the wrong way, this is what you got to do. All I do know is that I have made a decision that I wanted to become as sovereign as I possibly could be and resonate with that and grow in that, because there is, you know, because everything that we're dealing with is a progression of generations. It's not just under the influence of what we have seen, but it's actually been under the influence and the energy of the past, and it's strong. So every person has, you know, it is as Scotty said, there's different meanings to different people. And I never use a dictionary anymore. I don't use a dictionary anymore. I just talk, and I don't try to bring good Queen's English, because that means I'm bringing the good decree of the Queen to bear the spell, not my purpose. Whenever we talk, the two individuals should be able to talk. And if someone can go, mm-hmm, and they understand what that person said, mm-hmm, over, mm-hmm, may not be a word. But guess what? It definitely delivers a message.
Hey, Dave, so let me say this about this.
See, you've been on, because it actually is a depiction of your free will and your energy.
Dave, let me say something about
that. Everyone. Yeah, okay.
I've known you for a long time now. Even though we've never met, we've met.
Sir.
So when you're talking to me, I understand what you're saying, because we've communicated with each other for so long. So what I'm referencing, though, is people I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, because I don't know how they're using words. Again, I'm a big stickler for the dictionary. I've been reading the dictionary since I first read about Malcolm X studying the dictionary. So, but I understand what you're saying, because I communicate with you, I know your language. I don't know everybody else's language. And there becomes miscommunication between the parties when we don't speak each other's language. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah. No. No, totally agree. And it's so funny. I remember we did a town hall thing, and Scott, and it was so funny. Scotty said, I already knew what everybody here was going to say, and I bust out laughing. And Scotty knew exact, because of his relationship. And he knows the people on from the network, the different programs. He knows that Scotty knows me. Scotty knows me. And so it's very, very important that we do know who you want to resonate with, do know who you want to be aligned with. You don't have to always agree, but you know something, that there's a valuable interest that you may not, that they provide and that they have that you don't. And one of the things I know that I don't have is I don't have the necessary energy to get to where what's important to me by myself. And that's because I don't want to get there by myself. I want to be able to share with like-minded individuals. And so it's very, very important. You know, one of the things that Roz was saying that was very, very critical. We do live in the systems world. But even in the systems world, and go back and listen to what Roz was saying, go back and listen to what Brother Davis was saying, go back and listen to what Scotty said. Hear those brothers clearly. One of the things that Roz said that stuck out was so important. In spite of all of the developments inside of the cities, a weed will always grow through the concrete. In spite of the Monsanto spraying, in spite of this and that, the weed will always see, and we call it a weed, not even realize that some of them are completely edible. The things that will get you through so that you'll have sustainability. But see, our overall appetite and our appetite has changed. Our our reliance and being able to deal with certain digestive things have changed. The weakening of our organs to where they need to have this process from has changed. There has been an inducement and an addiction through food that has caused our bodies to be not strengthened one bit, weakened. The black market is important because on that black market, it's a black market for a reason. It is an objection. Black market I'm talking about is may not be the one that you may think that I'm speaking of. The black market that I'm speaking of is the overall engagement and the overall desire and movement of a collective people deciding that we need to do this and do that. And what you do, you've heard from Brother Davis, you heard from myself, you heard from Rosie, you heard from Scotty so far. Well, all of those energies come together. I know what Scotty's talking about. Very relevant. I know what Roz is talking about. Very relevant. I know what Brother Davis is talking about. Very relevant. And then what you do is you come together with that, and you and you know from having that relationship which one applies at that appropriate time. And you'll find something. They all do. Because they are all equally important. Scotty may be taller than me. Roz is taller than me. So he's going to have a different view of things. Scotty understands this and that. I don't have a clue what this and that is. Brother Davis knows this and that. I don't have a clue in it. Or I may be limited in how much I know. But collectively, when we bond ourselves together, it's strength. Let me tell you something about those that control the system. They absolutely hate each other. But big business has a way of making enemies friendly. Why in the world can't we create the overall social engagement based in harmony? How much more powerful could we be? But it's still something that has to be enacted upon. There has to be a direction. It may not be the perfect direction at that moment, but it is perfect in its overall moving forward. It has to engage. The black market. Here's what I want to say about the black market. I want to give it into these terms. You're familiar with the black market from Venezuela. You're familiar from the black market from the United States, from, let's say, from Prohibition, from which was nothing more than a black market that was created by the overall government. You know it from the drug trade, which is a black market that was created by the government. You know it from buying and selling of people selling stolen goods and everything else. You know, once again, that was a black market that was created by the government or created by the controllers. They want that type of black market. You know? So you have an idea what I'm talking about on that black market. Let me the thing about that black market is this. It's completely controlled, and it's probably a little more honest because it's controlled by what is considered to be the gangsters. And guess who the gangsters are? The same ones that send you a tax bill. The same ones that write laws. The same entities that invoke policy, the same ones that exact austerity measures. That's the black market, because that was not the market that is the predominant market in the universe. We're just made to think that it is, because if it was, then the weed wouldn't grow through the concrete. We can grow through the concrete. Let me. We're getting ready to go to a 1 second, Brother Davis. We got time. I just wanted to make sure we didn't have some time. So go ahead, Brother Davis.
I wanted to also add that the system is designed for your destruction. Make no mistake. Everything that they do is designed for your destruction, and we have learned to emulate these people thinking because of the way we were taught. And they're attacking our children and changing the nature of them as we speak. So when you look at a system like welfare, what is designed is a hand up and not a hand out. And all of a sudden you see it as a survival source. You give them control over your life. The whole thing that we must be doing right now is, Scotty mentioned, you know, getting outside the city is good because the city is a controlled environment. They can do anything they want to a mass group of people in the city. And here's the catch-22. All of these programs that they point out, the welfare mom and that sort of thing, there are more white people absorbing that, the resources of that program, than black people. But black people come from a perspective of, well, I need this, I need that. We need to supply our own needs. And I'm going to tell you something. I got out the city because I could tell that whatever is at the bottom of their plan, they're going to start in the cities.
Hey, so Brother
Davis.
I'm
not saying this here to discourage you. I'm trying to encourage you, because I'm going to tell you something. As long as you go to them with your hand out or in a situation of need, you give them control. I just wanted to add that, Dave.
Hey, Dave, I want to respond to something Brother Davis said, because I live among these people. All right. I mean, I live in a small black community. It's probably about, maybe counting the children, it's about 150 of us within this half mile radius, and been here for over 200 years. Okay. But we're surrounded by these white folks that Brother Davis was just talking about, who are the primary beneficiaries of Medicaid, Medicare, and food stamps. You know, and one thing to consider, we know that during the 90s, that Hillary Clinton and the Republicans and Bill Clinton passed what was called welfare reform. And what did she say? We got a bunch of single lazy mothers and we need to cut the food stamps. And they cut $1 billion from social service. And guess where they moved that billion to? To the fund to pay for privatized prisons. The exact amount, $1 billion. So because of that action that was unfairly targeting black people who they thought was the primary beneficiaries of that, but they have made it so that not many of us can qualify for it because we have this felony slave status and what have you, we're not the ones who are really benefiting from that program. And because of racism, they may have prepared us. Just like I said the other day about how racism in medicine is why you don't see a bunch of black folks out here overdosing and strung out on opioids. Because, see, the doctor wouldn't give me no Oxycontin or nothing like that. He wasn't going to give the black person the good drugs. No, because Negroes can handle pain better than white folks, so we just going to give you some old generic mess. Well, guess what? We didn't get hooked on that Oxycontin, and now we ain't the ones that's dying by the thousands, you know, on a monthly basis. So I guess there's a silver lining, I guess, in sometimes how racists treat us. But make no mistake, if you taking my taxes to pay for a program, then I'm not looking at it like I'm getting a handout. I'm looking at it like I'm getting back what I put into the pot. And I know that's not what you meant, Brother Davis, but I just want to, because all the years that I work and pay taxes, and then if I find myself out of work, you think I'm going to go hungry and not sign up for food stamps? I'm going to make a withdrawal of what I've been putting in. Now, am I going to try to live off of it? No, because actually they made that impossible. There's a 5-year limit to those benefits. And so I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, you know what? Because I'm responding to it, Scotty. Great, 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 great points. There's some couple of things I wanted to. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation on a glimpse at the black market, that the day your life changed forever, Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-9025, as we go into the last part of the show. Very, very important. We'd love to hear from you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
I'm not quite sure. I think Scotty dropped off real. Okay, we're back. All right. Thanks, Scotty. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And look like we're going to have part two of this, because this is very necessary, very, very important. So today's show, we've heard a lot of great perspective in all of it, in my overall estimation, is necessary and part of the individuals that I absolutely respect and love, and who I have collective prudence with, and will look forward to building with. And this is why these individuals mean so much to me. And I see their value in everything. So today's show is the 96-hour margin call, a glimpse at the black market rise, the day your world changed forever. You know, just before we went to the commercial break, Scotty had talked about the overall, the silver lining in the overall racist agenda that has been perpetuated throughout human history. And I just have a little different perspective of it, but it's the same thing that, so no one makes mistakes that Scotty's saying. I say this. The system knew exactly what it was doing, because the system always needs to have a racist agenda. And they realize the benefit of a racist agenda is to change the race. It's to change the race from one to another throughout human history, where those that were under a so-called racial system and during this century, they do not live to the next century, because by living that long, they'll start to see what's really going on. Who do you think the new, I'm not going to say the word, you know what I'm saying, are going to be? It's not going to be what it has been the past 300 and 400 years. They are going to change it to someone else. And that process of changing that is a methodical process. They knew exactly what they were doing, because that is the overall social order of control. They knew. And right now, when you see what you're seeing, you're seeing what was used for an agenda at a certain period of time for black people. It is going to be used against everybody else that's in the overall confines of the divide, the great divide. It's an operation. It's a psyops. You can only get someone to give up the truth by giving them a lie. Well, they no longer resonate with the truth. They're responding to the lie. System knew exactly what it was doing. And it's played this hand for many a years. In today's world, what you see is that they want the so-called United States to fall, and they want it to fall by war. And how do you do that? You break up the overall identity of what was known as America. What was America known as? You already know what they told you in school and what the overall policy and procedures have been since you've been here. They want that to crumble, because it's just like It's just like building a machine. You build weak points in the machine so that the machine will stop after the weak points are broken, so that you can go in and replace the weak points so that the machine will not just completely fall apart. You let it sever itself, you let it break itself at its weakest points, then you can go in and replace the weak point with another weak point for the one that's already been broken. Hate has an expiration date, just like milk. Just like milk. So, and what I'm seeing is that, not saying this, it's just my opinion, doesn't make it right. What I'm seeing is that this is the psyops playing itself completely out. This is why you will have different organizations, different sects, and different divides of people come up as a group from time to time. You've seen it. And how do you do that? You have to first chemically induce them to say, you've seen that in so many different ways, from what's in the food, from what's in the water, from what's put on the television, what is put out as acceptable. See, the system will always tell you what you have to accept in order to do what? To be a good American. For you to be a politically correct American, this is what you have to accept, and anybody else. And we want you to object to it, because what we're going to do is that we're going to get the popular opinion swayed this way. This is through what media, this is the overall true purpose of the media, to tell you what you're to think. Because if someone's telling you what to think, you're not thinking at all. You're regurgitating. Just regurgitating. Right now, I see the system as wanting to completely have the complete empire of the U.S. fall. And guess what? When the empire of the U.S. fall, they'll bring a new so-called beacon of freedom that will establish itself somewhere. But freedom doesn't mean sovereignty. Freedom is what is a law. The great creator didn't give you freedom. Because freedoms require that you do what? That you adhere to the letter of the law. You adhere to the Constitution. You adhere to a contract. And then you proclaim, these are my constitutional rights. The great creator doesn't give you rights, because there is nothing to make right. There is no wrong that defines right. The definition is created when someone chooses to overextend their bounds to where their overall lives is more important than yours, and you have to be subjugated to them. Now we have a definition of a wrong. Now we have a definition of a wrong. I really see this system moving to where it wants to completely destroy the foundation of what was known as the United States, because it is necessary to maintain control. Then there'll be a new beacon of freedom that will come out of the East, and the whole world will rave that this is the place to go. This is where you want to go. This is where you need to go to make it. This is going to be the country that gives you all of the rights and the freedoms. They did the same thing in Germany. They just don't tell you about it. But if you do your research on it, you'll see it. Germany was so powerful because of one, because of what? Its industrial prowess. Why was it so, how was it able to meet the industrial needs that it made? Because it realized and it was able to acquire by hook and by crook the overall secrets of the ancient ways to live, and they had a boatload of silver to bring it to full fruition. So scientifically, they were able to use that overall knowledge to benefit them. And what did the system want to do? What did the system want to do? They built them up into this overall economic giant. And at the appropriate time, because the population on the world was getting deep. They had to have some a depopulation measure. So what did they do? Germany has some of the most standing rights that you have so-called here, from the choice of sexual orientation to everything else that so-called Americans pride themselves on. And it's a setup. It always has been and it always will be. There will be concentration camps in this country. And when they tell you to prepare, they tell you to prepare with a backpack, because that's what you're going to need to walk to the concentration camps known as the FEMA regions. That was devised by the same system. Oh, and they won't care what color you are, because they equally hate all. And they're going to make the example out of, so that the world will do what? Be distracted from what's really going on and attracted to their emotional pullings. Where are they being tugged to? Where are they? What images are being presented to them, and it's occupying their sovereignty? I agree with moving out of the cities. It's not just a smart thing to do, it's the most practical thing to do. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. It's not that hard, but it is that necessary. But even no matter where you go, if you align yourself with other individuals that resonate in that same overall objective, but having different methods, you add different spices to your overall meal so that your body can acquire the full nutrients. So often we eat based off of taste, and all of the taste is full of poison. You ever notice everything that we eat or drink, in order for it to be good, it has to have sugar in it, because the poison is good. When was the last time we ate something that was of the natural ecosystem that was bland, and you said it was good? Usually we'll hear this, oh man, this is bitter. This is nasty. This needs some salt. One thing we can never do, can never, ever, ever underestimate each other, nor those that have a different agenda and objective than us. Because when you do, you really compromise your ability to distinguish and discern the truth. So, in the glimpse of this black market, what is going to be necessary? In the black market, you know, I was driving and I saw a bunch of warehouses, and I saw these warehouses were deep and they were vast. And when we go through this economic collapse by way of war and by way of civil war, because they will do it, they're making that position made right now, and they have so many irons in the fire, and all of them are going to be coming out white hot and ready to pierce the overall social standing. And when it goes in, it's going to be painful, and it's going to be real hot, and that's going to cause people to what? Not think from strategy and tactics, but to respond out of survival. The feral, they want people to become feral. So, I was looking at these warehouses. Notice the warehouses around where you live and everything else, if you have some, how vast they are. When this overall economy collapses, the inventory within those warehouses will be compromised and will create a black market. And let me tell you something. They put those there for a reason, so that that will facilitate it. And when those, and we think that that's just where they store it. No, but it's, that's one part of the overall planning. That's not the full plan. The full plan is this, that will create a black market, and that black market will be infiltrated by the same individuals that caused the demise. It's happened in Venezuela. I know I have clients that are completely tainted by their new false wealth. They may be rich, but they're not wealthy. And wealth has nothing to do with coupons or what man has deemed as valuable. Has everything to do with what's necessary for harmony and sustainability. So as the economy collapses, believe me, one of the things in the military, there's maritime ships full of new gear and all of the equipment and everything else is put out there for the war to engage. The war will be engaged here. You know what the maritime ships are? It's the warehouses. They're going to allow those warehouses to be full. And they're going to establish a black market. Just when you thought, through the overall demise and through the chaos, that the system lost control, it just made a tighter grip on you. Because until we walk away from the system and allow the system to die on a vine, to allow its overall agenda to choke itself to death, to allow its policies into procedures to be just as a snake biting itself, and that venom destroying it, that venom continues to flow through our veins because it has something to latch onto. When we get wise, and the only thing that we offer for that snake to bite is itself, it will. And so shall it collapse. But until then, we have to remove ourselves from being the perfect prey and consuming the overall venom of hate, of low frequency. Low frequency is low frequency. And everybody can choose to resonate in low frequency because they choose to. At what expense? Because you want to? Because you didn't like something? That's what the system has taught you to become. And this is the weakness of us all. And we all know we deal with that. But until we conquer it individually by our own, whatever it is that you choose to conquer, you will. Whatever it is that we choose to continue to have dominance over us and have dominion over us, it will. It will.
I'm trying to call into you.
So the new black market. The new black market.
Star, star.
What up, Deborah? I didn't even hear you there. Deborah, we got 3 minutes left. You want to chime in?
Yeah, I didn't know I was on here. No, I
know you
didn't, make...
but go ahead.
No, I was going to make a comment on what Scotty was saying about how dealing with your unemployment or your Social Security money that you have played into this system, that's your money. And, you know, so when they try to make it seem like that you're getting something, that's something that you paid into the system. So, you know, I disagree with how they want to run everybody through these hoops and to get mm-hmm. your money. You did that, you know, and that's one thing that I think about. Even when I first went and got my Social Security card at 15, and I asked the lady then, what does this card do for me? And she told me, well, if you ever come up on a time that you have to deal with disability or whatever, that this is where your money is being set aside from you getting up and going to work. And when it comes time to have to use that, then that's where you go back to get that money from. So that was just my comment. I didn't know I was on here. I'm sitting here hitting star.
No, you're good. And you know what? Because what you represent is so important, because it's true. And I would say to everyone, look up the word note. Look up the word note. And look on your dollar bill. It says it's a note. And the note is a promise. And every promise that they've made, they make a promise to what? For it to be broken.
Yes.
For it to be broken. And that's what they do in that case. Scotty wrote this real quick before we get ready to get out of here. Oh, no, let me see it. Go. Okay. People are cowards. Oh, I don't. Wait. I don't know if Scotty wanted me to read this. Let me chill. Let me just surmise it.
I put it in Scotty. Hey, if I didn't want it out there, I wouldn't have put it in a public chat room.
Okay. Oh, yeah. But I wanted to make sure. I said, wait, let me just, my man Scotty, like, people are cowards. Ain't no one making no moves in this country. You see, the Catalonians made a move for independence. Cowards in America always try to figure out a way not to confront the system head on. That's how I see it. They pay their taxes like good slaves, myself included. See, that is so daggone true.
Mm.
Not only Scotty, yourself included, myself and everyone else.
Yes.
We all do. Until we start to look in the mirror, and I always like to say this, if you can't pass a mirror and you can't see what the great creator sees, then don't ever look in the mirror. Because this is true. We are cowards. And the reason why we're cowards is because we shudder and we become paralyzed by fear. We don't become motivated to action. They both, you know, a coward and a person of valor experience fear at the exact same time. The only difference is that the coward is paralyzed by fear, can't move, don't want to do nothing. I can't move my arm. I can't move my leg. While the person of valor is motivated to action. No, I'm going to do something about it. But what I do know is that it's healthy for us to be critical of ourselves and call ourselves the coward that we really are, because there's so much more that we could and should be doing. Let's get to it. So listen, everyone, got to get ready to get out of here. Much love, much respect. We'll have a part two. And I truly, truly appreciate you all. And so many ways and so many things that the opportunity for us to do is great. But I don't want to infringe on the next show. Melanated Root is coming back on right after. So stand by for that. And so it's until then, it's never goodbye. I never say goodbye. And it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. My man, Brother Braggs, if you be so kind to quickly chime us out of here, and we'll see you all again. Peace.
Peace.
The world will
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.